Okay, we left off last week. We just barely began to introduce the Sugya Kederi Shabisha Mabasa Levash B'Cholam. Now, we spent 2 days on it because we spent 2 days on almost like sideshows. But it's the Rai said the Rabbanim, and we spoke a lot about the Rambam, the Yeshomim. That was all important stuff, but that wasn't really the thrust of the main part of the Sugya Kederi Shabisha Mabasa. So, the Bryce is pretty clear that Kederi Shabisha Mabasa Levash B'Cholam. And there are repercussions for doing so, there are consequences for doing so. In Bishol, a raise of an time. If you did cook milk in the Kedar Shabbosa, so it's going to trafe up the challah. So all the Rishayim are quick to point down, the Shulchan calls Belishim Chaylik, that Bemedim Amamurim, the Brice is telling you that the milk is going to become trafe, that's only if the Kedar is what's called the Ben Yomo, or Basyom. If the Kedar was used within that day for meat, then it's what's called nosin tam l'shevach. The tam that's coming out of the walls of the kedera is good, still tasting, it hasn't yet spoiled, and therefore that subsequent tam is going to trafe up the milk. Whether it's going to trafe up the rice in the rabbanon, both the kedera, again, that was last week's topic. But the brisa stands that in Bishlo raise the nosin tam, because the tam that's emanating, that's being emitted from the walls of the pot, is still a good tasting tam. However, what if time has passed, and we assume the halacha of the time is 24 hours. The Gemara uses the phrase Kedera Bas Yoma. So most of the Rishonim assume that means 24 hours. Not everybody. Some Rishonim say that as long as it's ready the next day, if it's had a what's called Venus Lila, it's already gone over, waited overnight. So even if 24 hours haven't passed, that's enough to make it Lefka, but we don't assume as in Shulchan Aruch. So we assume, like most of the Rishonim, that 24 hours, the magic time has passed, and now the Kedera is no longer Ben Yoma, no Bas Yoma. And therefore the din is, the Gemara says in the end, Maseches Avodah Zarah, that Nosim Tam of Gam is Mutter. And just as if you have a piece of veilin that's been sitting out in the sun, it's beginning to rot, turns spoiled, but once it reaches the point, it's not l'achilas adam anymore, so the iser disappears. The same is true about the belize inside the walls of the pot. Once 24 hours have passed, the tam is lefgam, and therefore min haTorah, it's not going to be a problem, and even min drabon, it's not going to be a problem. That means l'mais, if you cook, you know, so you cook in a tray for pot after 24 hours, so you're good to go. So the food is going to be, after the fast, going to be mutter. So that's what all the Rishonim point out. When the Gemara says, V'im bisha b'nai sentam, not so fast. That's if and when it's within l'shevach. If it's already l'fgam, then it's going to be okay. Because the assumption of all the Rishonim in the Shulchan Aruch is, that mole, everybody agrees, is that the kula of b'nai sentam l'fgam is a valid kula, and l'sentam l'fgam mutter, we pass like that on, it's mutter. And that's even true by b'asa b'cholav. There's no reason to assume that it doesn't apply to b'asa b'cholav. So it's on that assumption of all the Rishonim and the Shulchan Aruch where our sugya really begins. And this is a bit along the sugya really starts. It starts with an understanding of two Gemaras and a combination of two Gemaras. And if you combine these two Gemaras together, you raise a very, very serious problem. So we have to analyze both of the sugyas together and be able to see what that problem is. So one of the Gemaras we've already analyzed, one of the Gemaras is the Gemara in the end of Maseches Avodah Zarah about the sugya of Nosin Tam L'Gam, going down from the Baal Shem L'Gam, that's sugya number one. So there is a din of Nosin Tam L'Gam. It's not Kuri Nevela anymore, Eina Kuri Nevela. That's sugya number one. And that again assumes not just Nevela, Chelev Chazer, etc. What is Gemara number two? That second Gemara, that cryptic Gemara number two, is going to throw a monkey wrench into our sugi. So that's a sugi that appears in the second Baruch HaMasech HaPsachim. I want a chance to read that Gemara a little bit in the second Baruch HaPsachim. So the Gemara has as follows. The Gemara tells us that generally there's a rule that if you eat something, shaloi kederech achila, or if you benefit from something, shaloi kederech hanah, let's eat achila for a minute. If you eat something, shaloi kederech achila, so that is not considered to be an issur min haTorah.
The example that the Gemara happens to give in the second paragraph of Pesachim is ha'echol chelav chai. A person eats raw fat, raw chelav. So normally, the normal way of eating chelav is like the normal way of eating basa. You would cook it, make it into a stew, make it into a goulash, make it into a chol or something. But if you just open up an animal, take out the chelav, and yummy, yummy, just munch away in the chelav, say, yeah, a little strange, a little bizarre. Ha'echol chelav chai. It should like it derech achila, and therefore, min ha'toyr, it's not going to be a problem. That's given in the Gemara, that's the sugi of Chafayim, Chafdal, Chafayim, and Sechis Pesach. However, comes the Gemara Pesachim and says, there's an exception even to that rule, that that tour of Shalom Kedarach doesn't apply into all circumstances. It only applies in those Yisurim where the Torah uses the magic word, what?
Achila.
Achila. But those few, far between Yisurim, which happen to be Yisuri Achila, but for some deep dark secret, the Torah doesn't express it, doesn't formulate it using the magic word achila, then the buck stops here. Then there's no het, there's no kula of shalom kederach. What are some of those examples where the Torah doesn't use a lashon achila? So one of them is simple and irrelevant to our discussion. What is that? It's relevant. Klai. Yes, there's Kriyas Torah. What is that? Kili Akerem. That's the first one. Kili Akerem, the Torah says, you're not allowed to plant the wheat, barley, and the grapes together. And if you do, so it's an issa gavam and a Torah to eat it, to be netted from it, etc. How does the Torah express that isser? You don't pay attention to Lenny yesterday? She'd been jumping off the seats, right? What does the Torah say? Does the Torah say, lo sizrachar v'chom kilayim? Because if you do so, lo sochlu. I don't say lo sochlu. What does it say? It says, pen tigdash ha'balei azer shatizros v'sakar. Lest the following phenomena occurs, tikdash. What does tikdash mean? So I know you think tikdash means becomes holy. It doesn't become holy. It becomes aser. So what does pentiktosh mean? The Torah Shulchan explained to us that pentiktosh is a combination of two words. Pen what? Pen tukad esh. Means it's a lashon that you're going to have to burn it, you're going to have to destroy it, because if you plant it in the kerem, the resulting mixture has to be burnt, thereby indicating to us it is also the achilu banom in their eyes. So there's no question that the kerem also banom in a Torah. There's not a shout about it. But since, for whatever reason, the Torah didn't tell us a lashon achilu, therefore the ptur of Shalom Kederach doesn't kick in. That's a fair shidduch. Very nice. Except the woman says, Kilayim, it's always important to chas. But then the Gemara goes the extra mile. What does the Gemara say? There's another example, which is much closer to home, of something which is also biachila, also banon, not a question. But the Torah also, for some deep, dark secret, doesn't formulate the yisur of a lashon achila. Never does it say in the Chumash, lo sochlu basa b'cholav. It says, lo sevashok di b'cholav imo. The Torah Shabbat Peh explains this. I'm not questioning that you're allowed to eat basa b'cholav. I'm not a koifer. Not one of those, okay? It says in the Chumash, doesn't say, lo sochlu basa b'cholav. It says, lo sevashok di b'cholav imo. So since the Torah doesn't formulate the Isser Achila with the word of Achila, so this becomes part of the exception to the rule of Shlo Kederach. And just as the Kerem is also bit of Torah Shlo Kederach, so too, Osbechal is also bit of Torah Shlo Kederach. So I state in the Gemara. So before we even begin to formulate our question, before we begin to even connect the dots, we have to stop and just read this Gemara carefully. Just because this Gemara is the pivotal Gemara. Everything we're going to talk about in this Sugya, all the Kedesh, Mishma, Basel, and Vash, Bechal is going to hinge upon how to understand what's going on in this Sugya. Stop the Gemara, stop it in its tracks, and please explain to me what's going on. The Gemara has just compared and contrasted, some of my favorite phrases, has just compared and contrasted two different categories of halacha. This is all within the general heading of Yisuri Achila / Hanah. Okay? I'll leave out Hanah for now, just Yisuri Achila. We're talking about Machalos Asuras. So we have loads and loads and loads of examples of Yisuri Achila, and the Gemara just divided them into two categories. There's the chaylev, there's the chazir, there's the nevela, there's the trefa. This is one category. Then you have another category. There's the kili hakerem, there's the basa b'cholav. What's the difference? Very simple. The common denominator is the lashon achila. And here, a lashon achila. And it's the existence or lack thereof of Lashon Achila that will differentiate whether it's Aser Kederach or not Aser Kederach. Can someone explain to me what's Pshat in this Gemara? Everyone says Gemara, two lines from the Mamakram. Let's all explain to you Pshat in Gemara. Yesh Ladun, Yesh Lachkor. What exactly is the Gemara highlighting? wherein lies the difference between the Lashon HaChila and non-Lashon HaChila? So we have to start from the very, very beginning. What's the very beginning? We have to bring back, bring Johnny Silver back for this one. What word do we need for the old timers? Baseline. I want to know, before I opened up the Gemara Pesachim, I don't know anything about Teshuva Pen, anything about Gemara, I never learned Pesachim, never heard of the Masech Pesachim, okay? I'm reading Pshat in the Chumash. The Torah says not to do certain activities. The Torah speaks about not to be Mechal Shabbos, and the Torah speaks about not to wear Shabbos, and the Torah speaks about not to eat certain things. So I want to know, who is the Torah speaking to? Is the Torah speaking a normal terminology? When the Torah asks us certain things, the understanding is, the starting point is, that only actions that are done, kederech ha'olam, are included in what the Torah is addressing. The Torah is speaking to normal people and doing normal acts. Sitting down and eating a ham sandwich is a normal act. A lot of goyim do it. Sitting down and eating a cooked bowl of chayla is very normal. I imagine the goyim, maybe some goyim do that also. So those are normal kinds of activities. So that's the image that the Torah is conjuring up in our minds, that you're not allowed to do X, Y, and Z. That means kederech ha'olam. The minute that a person veers and starts to do something, shelo kederech ha'olam, why is it mutter? What is the nature? What's the mokka, the non-mirah, shelo kederech ha'chil is mutter? What's the answer? What's the answer? Why is it mutter? Give me a mokka that it's mutter. Why? Because everything is what? Everything is mutter, proven usur. It means the starting point of the world is you can eat anything. I could drink water. You know why? Because there's no issue. If I want to eat, probably not a smart thing to eat, but a hand there, the Torah doesn't say it's awesome. Maybe it's not, maybe it's not so healthy. But everything is mutter proven awesome. So if you really believe that the Torah is speaking about normal activities, so then abnormal activities were never the chlal what the Torah was addressing. The Torah wasn't even interested. It wasn't talking about such things. So memela, all those things are going to be mutter. So if my starting point in my view on halacha is that whatever is not normal is by definition going to be mutter, so then there's no drasha that says that shelo kederech is mutter. I don't even need a drasha. If it's mutter, what do I need a drasha to be matter for? So then what does the halacha mean when it says, but, wait a second, I can't care about b'chalav, all of a sudden it becomes asur. Well, not immediately, based on what? The same Torah that speaks to normal people eating chazer is talking to the same normal people eating vos mechalos and eating kilei akerim. So why are those things asur? What's the source that they're asur? So the answer must be is that there must be a drasha that's osir. There must be a drasha that's saying that vos mechalos and kilei akerim are the exceptions to the rule. Where is the drasha? What's the drasha? Show me the drasha. So that's what the Gemara means in Pesachim, that the drasha is, and normally we're used to a drasha, an extra vav, an extra yod, an extra s, an extra this, a mira. What's the drasha here, Rabbi Say? Is that achila should have been present. All arrows indicated that the Torah should have said achila. The Torah doesn't say that. So the absence of the word achila where it belonged is a drasha. And you know what that drasha is telling me? That that's the remez, that's the drasha of Torah, that's the Teshuva Peh, that's the point in the direction. And guess what? Even shaloi kederech. So I don't need a drasha lahatir. I need a drasha lesor, and the drasha lesor is the absence of the word achiva when I expect it to be present. So that's one way of reading the Gemara. Who here read the Gemara that way? Who here read the Gemara another way? So how do we read? What's the other way of reading the Gemara? The other way of reading the Gemara is to change the baseline. What's your baseline?
Everything's awesome.
When the Torah says don't eat. So eating means taking food and putting it down my esophagus. That's called eating. Whether I did it in a normal fashion, whether the food was cooked, whether it was raw, whether I stood on my head, whether I'm jumping up and down, that's irrelevant. The Torah addresses even bizarre behaviors, even bizarre activities, are also included in the category of the Torah. That's called achila. You can't just hide and create a new baseline and say, well, it's not normal, so don't bother me. The Torah doesn't speak to not normal things. No. That the Torah speaks to achila. It's called achila, definition of achila. So, Taka, why is chaylev shalai kederech mutter? Why is chazah shalai kederech mutter? Why is the veil shalai kederech mutter? Why is treif shalai kederech mutter? Why is that? So, what do you need if the starting point is that it's also that you need a matir? What's the hefty? You need a drasha to be matir. What's the drasha? The word achila conjures up a certain image. So the word achila means a certain, has a certain meaning to it. Not because Kol Din Yeh Torah speaking about normal versus not normal, but we have to go back to the dictionary, go back to Halachapedia, and redefine what eating means. Eating doesn't just mean stuffing food down your throat. Eating means eating like a normal man, like a normal human being. That's called eating. Anything short of that, eating raw fat, not meshugana. Eating a raw piece of ham, that's called meshugana. That's not called achila. That's the drasha bahater. Abazoi, no? No? What's the next step, Rabbi Isai? If that's your mindset, that everything's aser until proven mutter, and the lashon achila is the matir, so then when the lashon achila isn't present, for example, where? Bakila kemos b'cholav, as blight what? Blight means remains. It remains what?
Aser.
Remains aser. So the reason why it's aser by kemos b'cholav is not because there's a drasha that's aser in it. It's not the absence of the word achila that catches our attention, that's bizarre as nita literal. And the absence of the word achila is a drasha in and of itself. That's not the matir. I'm sorry, that's not the osir. The osir is, well, that's what it should have been all along. Because the starting point is halacha speaks to even strange behaviors. And achila is a quirk, but if it's not a lashon achila, it's going to be an osir. So some of you may be wondering, what did the rabbi just do? What I just did is that end up in the same place. At the end of the day, whether I started the equation, everything's mutter to prove an asur, everything's asur to prove an mutter, at the end of the day, everyone agrees. The chazer and the chelev are mutter shlokeder, and the bas mechomim can kemer asur shlokeder. So what did I just spend 10 minutes on this? You can tell me why I spent 10 minutes. Why did I spend 10 minutes on this? Why did I do it?
Because if the word achila is not there, it changes everything.
But again, everybody agrees to the same. These are the facts. I read the Gemara Pesach Chafei with you. Everyone agrees. These are all mutter, and these two are aser. And the Gemara says it has to do with the absence or the presence of the word achila. All I just presented to you was two sides, fancy schmancy ways of saying the same thing. That how did I end up to the middle point? How did I end up to the point? Everything should have been mutter. Everything should have been aser. And the meeting point is, whenever it says achila, it's takamutur. And whenever it ain't achila, it's awesome. Why do I care where the starting point was? At the end of the day, I ended up with the same shara. So what's the difference? So the chara, I'll tell you a possible interesting difference. I don't think a possible interesting difference. Remember from the Pesachim days?
If you have a derusha, it means it can't change. That's a derusha. That's the way it is. Then you come up with some kind of Russia, Kalachomer, or something, come up with something that would now create it, which would change the status. So,
I'm not sure I have to say that.
Changing, you can change the baseline, but it's not based on the story, based on something else, a Russia, Kalachomer.
Okay, but at the end of the day, but push comes to shove, I end up in the same place. I mean, practical difference. I want a practical difference. So, afterwards, I'm going to say a long difference. I want to pray, give me a bottom line practical difference. I ended up in the same place. Give me, even if you can't give me an example, give me at least a potential category.
Could you sell Basar Chalav versus if you could sell Chalav
Chazer? No. Okay. The answer to this question is not going to be in Chalav Chazer and Avelot Reif to Lekera Basar Chalav. That's not going to be the test case. So I want to ask you the following, a theoretical model, and then we'll see if we can plug it in. What if I have something that I'm not allowed to eat in Halacha? And the Torah does not use a Lashon Achila at all. Not a Rebbe, not a Shem, nothing Lashon Achila. But there's a really good reason why the Torah doesn't use a Lashon Achila. There is some other agenda, some other tangential reason, it's a very, very good significant reason, that the Torah doesn't use a Lashon Achila. I already have recorded somewhere in Shas a reason why Lashon Achila doesn't appear. There's some other halakha that's derived from the lack of Lashon Achila. What would you say then? So if your starting point was, let's walk it through, Rabbi Say. If your starting point was that everything's mutter because it's shaloi kederach, and that's the starting point, and the only reason why certain things are aser is because, hey, why didn't the Torah say achila? What would my take be? Well, why didn't the Torah say achila? I'll tell you why the Torah didn't say achila, because of X, Y, and Z. has to be alluded to. There's another reason why the Torah didn't say achila. If I could explain away the absence of the word achila, then what did I just destroy? What did I just undermine? The drasha lessor. If there's no drasha lessor, what's the conclusion? Everything is what? Mutter to prove an asur. But if your starting point is the other way around, everything's also to prove an mutter. I mean, even shlo kederach is blight to hisser. Ela what? I need a matir. What's the matir? What's the matir? The word achila. The word achila isn't here. It's not here for another reason. Others are going to pop this. But it's not here. But at the end of the day, the word achila, which is the pivotal word, it's the word that ultimately is not in this food, shlo kederach, is not here. So that will be the nafkamina. That's it, in a nutshell. That will be the nafkamina. So that's the conceptual model. Now I want a practical application, if I say. I want a case in the Torah where I can't eat something. Also lechol, right? I need the following three conditions. Also lechol, ein lashon achila, but we have well documented yesh siba acheret she'ein lashon achila. I need something that meets all three of these conditions. If all three are met, then I got my nafkamina. I need it, Rabbi Sai. Yom Kippur, of course. Yom Kippur. It gives a perfect example. You can't eat on Yom Kippur, right? Does it say achila in the Torah? What does it say? Benisim Sav Josechim. Tosh Mappe explains that means achila. Is there a reason why it doesn't use achila? You better believe this reason. The reason is, anyone know? Masechet Yuma, why does the Chumash say achila by Yom Kippur? But when it said achila, what mistake would we have drawn? What mistake and conclusion we have drawn of Yom Kippur? That the Shios Kizayas, which is wrong, which is dead wrong, it's partially not true. The Shios Kikasev is much, much bigger because that's the Shios Bittul Inui. So Gemara says, Lama lo ksiv achila lo mikipurim, di ksiv achila havamina kikazayas. So we have well-documented reason, a completely external tangential reason why it doesn't say achila. So what's the dit? If you eat a Yom Kippur, shaloi kederach, chayv a potter. The guy eats raw food on Yom Kippur, chayv a potter. Takes me some raw meat on Yom Kippur, chayv a potter. Depends on the shag. So the Shagas Aryeh has a famous piece where he claims that you're chayv because it doesn't say achila. So the Shagas Aryeh lumps Yom Kippur into the category of basa b'chov and kiliyak yarem. And the pashas in the Rambam is not that way. The simple reading of the Rambam doesn't appear that way. So put this on the back burner, Rabbi Yisrael, the Shagas Aryeh and Rambam. It's going to come back. I don't want to say to haunt us in a bad way. It's going to come back to haunt us in the sugya as the sugya develops. So Rabbi said, all we've done so far, we haven't even really touched our sugya yet. We're still like dummies. We're all like dummies. But we analyzed the Gemara in Maseches Pesach B'Daf Chaf Hei. We had two lumdish ways of reading the Gemara. We had Yom Kippur as a possible litmus test, whether you're going from Issa L'Heter or Heter L'Yisur. But I don't get the Maisa, I don't get the Nenu. In Hilchos Bas Bechala is for sure on the list where Eibel is Rechila. There is no other way to explain why there's no Lashon Achila. And therefore, Kuliyam Lepligi, that by Kila Kerem and Bas Bechala, it's awesome in HaTorah. Right? Afilu Shalaki Berach. To be eaten raw, and hardly say it with a straight face, raw Bas Bechala. But you get my idea, okay? It's robust while it ain't possible. So you have some kind of a strange way of eating bas b'chalav, a bizarre, mishurdik way of eating bas b'chalav. So you're still going to be chai malchus. Kuli amla pligi to that. I mean, almost kuli amla pligi. That's the Gemara himself. Rabbi Yisrael came along one of the G'day Le'olam, the B'yanis and Ibishitz. And the Sefer Kresi Uplasi. He wrote the Sefer Kresi Uplasi on Yerdea. He wrote Metumim on Cheshemishban. He wrote the Kresi Uplasi on Yerdea. And he connects the dots. Which dots does he connect? He connects Sachem Chavei to what other Gemara? To Avodah Zarah, the Gemara that speaks about Nevela Ba. Nevela She'ena. Really care. Rabbi said, why is eating rotten food, Potter? Why is it always a Nevela and eating rotten food? So the Gemara said, what's the answer? It's obvious. What's the answer? Eating rotten food is what? It's not normal. Because there's sugar in rotten food. So the same as sugar who doesn't eat raw chaleb in Sachem Chafei is the same as sugar who doesn't eat
spoiled food in the end of Masechet Avodah Zarah. Remember, didn't we talk about this on Thursday? Lo sohu kon nevela geisha rechten and machola. The Torah says that only, didn't we talk, mention this in Gemara? Only nevela ruil lageir, only nevela ruil lachil. Only something that's royal Michael Adam is called eating tarfas. If you eat treif for food, even though it's chemically, physically treif, because halachli is not treif, it tastes miserable. So that's just an extension of the din of shalakidach. So Yosef Amshit has made an unbelievable equation here. He said that the din of Neisin Ta'am of Gam, which is the formulation of the din of the Veil of Shinul Agir, and the din of Shinul Kedarach are basically one and the same. They're the same thing. They're much identical to one another. These are just two different expressions, two different examples of doing things in a bizarre way. Everybody say, who sees the brick wall Yosef Amshit is heading us into? Everybody say, what conclusion must you draw if this equation is correct? What's the next step of this equation? Any iser that is not subject to the kula of shaloi kederach achila, namely those isurim that don't say achila to them, is not going to be subject to the kula of nosin tam of gam either. Now, this is going to start to impact on us very, very seriously. Why? Why is this going to impact us? Bas b'cholav is one of the jackpots. Basa b'cholav, ein lashon achila. Whether you like this model, you like the other model, I don't care which model you go. That doesn't interest me anymore. The bottom line is, by basa b'cholav, there's no kula, there's no hat, there's no ptur of shalom kedera. So, how's that true? Because I just the following theory: who had the nami? By basa b'cholav, there's no kula of nashim tamav gam. And he passed in the ochel ma'isa. I take a piece of meat, cook it up in a pot of milk. I create a real zaga shmak abos l'cholov. I put it out in the sun for a week, and despicable, horrible, disgusting. It's the veil of smuchah. Ain't even really gear anymore. No normal human being would ever eat it anymore. It's up to be honest. And I just says, if you eat it, you know you're over. You know you chayev or you chayev. That multi-tirah says, because there's no green light. There's no freebie. There's no hat there of the veil of shemuchah. The din of veil of shemuchah doesn't apply to abos l'cholov. Just like the Gemara Mesachim said, the din of Shlakidach Achila, because it's really one and the same. That's the Bias and Ibishis' theory. No? Who's got a big problem now? Now let's hear some Kasha. It took us a half hour to listen to Kasha. No? Push date in Chulun Daf Tzadi Zayinim and Aleph. Kedei Rishad Bishal Bavosol, Yavashah Bachalav and Bishab and Nesin Tam. Come all the Rishonim and say, stop, stop, stop. It's not always true. It's not always a Misha B'nai Sintam. If the pot was more than 24 hours since you cooked the meat in it, man, Mishkefelach, the milk doesn't become treif. Invoking what kula? What is that based on? What? That Pasha, that Kiddush. And then we said on Thursday, L'osr Taira El Kedera, what? What's the phrase? We say to these people, L'osr Taira El Kedera, Bas Yoyma. The Torah only asks us the Keder Bas Yoyma. Why is that? What is the engine that's driving the cool of Keder Shin Ben Yama? What's the engine? What's it called? That is the expression, that's the corollary. The Keder Shin Ben Yama is an extension of the principle of Nosan Tam of Gam. According to Rabbi and Abishit's Shtikul Torah, he just connected all the dots of the Gemara. If Nosan Tam of Gam is the same as Shlokidach Achila, so when it comes to Basa B'cholav, just as Basa B'cholav does not have a kula of Shlokidach Achila, that doesn't exist, there's no tour of Nosan Tam of Gam either. Therefore, spoiled Basa B'cholav is Asar. How bizarre that spoiled Basa B'cholav is Asar. Kedei Shabisha B'Basar. Last month, Lo Yavash B'cholav, in Bisha, what should happen? It should trade up the milk. Midaraisa, the milk should be treif. You can't hide behind Keder Shem Ben Yomo anymore. How could the Rishonim say what they say? How could the Shulchan Aruch Paskin believe? Nobody opens the mouth. Not a Mechab, not a Ramon, not a Shach, not a Taz. It's Yedum before, if anyone ever opened up Shulchan Aruch Paskin knows that if the Keder is an Ein Ben Yomo, everything's good. How many times have you asked the following Shaila? Rabbi, I stuck a spoon, milchik spoon, into my pot of chicken soup. Gevalt, what do you do? So, what's the answer? What's the rabbi always ask? What's the first question the rabbi always ask?
When was the last time you used
the spoon, right? according to Yonatan Abishitz, that's the most ridiculous question I ever heard. That's absurd. Yaduam Mefursum in all of Klai, so any Meir HaRoh who knows anything, anybody who ever got Tzmicha, should have got Tzmicha, should have got Tzmicha, anybody who ever opened up your day knows that if the Kli is Eino Ben Yomo, it can't ask him. It shouldn't be true according to my Shtubal Torah. What's the answer? What's the answer to this riddle, to this dilemma? You all know the answer already. You've seen the answer more than once. It has its roots in our favorite daf, or all the daf, our favorite one. Kumu kuf chesem et alef. Vishteta nichun dachun daf kuf chesem et alef. It's chaz for a second. Who remembers? Amr Abaye. Tam kikar is the araisa. No, what was Abaye's mokwa? How do you know Tam kikar is the araisa? No. You learn now from where from Boston Bechalov. And if you want to be doiche, you want to tell me a story. No, Boston Bechalov is not a good mokwa because it's a what? But it's a chiddush. If you really believe it's a chiddush, for whatever reason you think it's a chiddush, so then it should be also even what? Even Tipas Cholov with what?
That's
Baal B'Sheish. But there's no time, and that's not true. The Mishnah says it's not true. So Zevin from the Mishnah that it's not really such a big chiddush. So Abaye proved from the Mishnah the fact that Tipas Cholov doesn't ask when there's dumbness in the stam. Zevin from the it's not such a big chiddush anymore. It's not such a big chiddush anymore. You can learn the Kol Kula. Amar Le Rava is up now. Rava disagreed with his Halak and colleague about what did Rava say? Rava said, no, the Amos is Baal B'Sheish is a Gevald Kechiddush. And therefore you have no right to learn the Kol Kula. Chiddush of a chiddush. Why is such a chiddush remembers? Because even though it's soaking together, there's no right, only as much you turn on the fire. That was the Havli. The Mark included that. Since it's when it's just soaking together, it's okay. Turn on the fire for a second, becomes usher. That's a Gabbalah Kichidish. We don't quite touch your character. So Rava says, the endless land, you saw the skeleton and the farm is up to your own, but it's a Kichidish. So it's such a Gabbalah Kichidish. Why doesn't it ask him less than Shishim? What's the answer? Susie Fishbowl. Now, what's the answer?
Derek
Bishop. Derek Bishop Lasseter. Isn't that cool? What kind of recipe would ever call for less than Shishim? Let's think about Beresh Gemara. Who remembers last week? We took this Gemara one step further. What did we say last week? What did Yerach HaShulchan tell us last week?
It's not a Hashash Devaraisa.
What's not a What else is covered by that rule of Derech Bishul? In the Gemara itself, the only thing that we find explicit in Kuchas, and even Abaye didn't even mind it at, but the only thing that we find that is that is excluded from the klal of Derech Bishul is what? Is less than Shishim, right? So Derech Bishul, some kind of a patur. What are the paturim that are derived from Derech Bishul? So in the Gemara itself, Kulin Kuchas and Aleph is Pachas B'Shishim. No, what was number two? Who remembers? What was number two? What else is not called Derech Bishul, therefore it falls short of being a Deraisa? What? The Belias inside, right? The Belias inside the Kedera, right? Belias. The Socha Kedera can never really be Deraisa. Who brought us that? Who told us that? That was whose pshat? There's a Chashuch Midas who? That's the Ramah. Well, the Ramah almost left off the Chumr. And the Chumr is Bialma. The cook made a great spot. The Chumr Bialma. Why is it Chumr Bialma? It's a real din deraisa. So the answer is, nah, says the Yerach HaShochan. It's not called Derech Bishul. Generally, recipes don't call for Blias. Rabbi Isaac, can someone come up with a third one now? Give me another din that's exempted from Derech Bishul. What? If the tam of one of the two ingredients, the basra or the cholov, tastes miserable. Aim the whole lack of Derech Bishul. Imagine the following recipe. I want a good piece of beef, and I want to make sure, insist, spoiled milk. It's got to be spoiled, rancid, rotten, miserable tasting milk. That's what I want for my recipe. I would buy a new cookbook. That's called not Derech Bishul. Zotim Yenisin Ha'evish, it's the answer to his own question. He asked the question. He says, that I'm telling you that Basa B'cholov is not subject to the coolers of Nois and Tam of Gam. What that means is as follows. Who's going to finish the sentence? When do we say that Basa B'cholov doesn't lend itself to Nois and Tam of Gam? That's when? That's if when? If the Basa B'cholov was already created. I made a Heftza from Basa B'cholov already. It was already chal chalei shem. I have a piece of meat and milk that was cooked together already. It was taifes as a shem bas mechav, and all the great things was derech bishlos teira. And now I put it out in the sun for a week, and I get spoiled. So what do you want to do? You want to be matah the yisser? You want to be mafkiyah the yisser based on the veil shul leger? It's not to be a sabbat. You can't do that because bas mechav doesn't have a lashon achila, and therefore it's not subject to any of the kulas in the stam of gab. So it's all the same kula, and therefore the bas mechav remains the isur of the other board. Other when you want to create a cheftza from basar b'cholav, so before you create basar b'cholav, you need three things to be present: basar, cholav, and derech bishul. So basar's here, cholav's here, right? The basar's inside the walls of the pot. The cholav's here. What's the problem? What's it, Matt? It's lacking. It's a time of gam. If I would take meat and cook it with spoiled milk, then also not be bas b'chav d'oraisa. So even if you hold this bas b'chav in b'lias, which I'm not even sure there is, but even if there is, there can't be bas b'chav in the b'lias or what? A pogrom. If the b'lias don't taste good, so you can't use the tam pogrom to create a cheftza from bas b'chav. Even if Rabbi Yisrael just agrees to that. The reason for that has nothing to do with the presence or the absence of Lashon Achila. That's not what the governing factor is. Because Hilchas Isur Achila would not lend itself to a kula Hilchas Bas B'chol to the Lashon Achila. The only reason why if you have a tam pogum, if the spoon hasn't been used in 24 hours, the pot is used in 24 hours, the reason why it doesn't aser is because that is also a lack of derech bishul. That's the pshat of the Yodis and Ayvishes. With tam pogum, crazy or placey, is b'chadish, and tam pogum also lacks derech bishul. So again, this is the only Gemara. The only case in the Gemara itself is a lack of Shishin. That was Rav's response to Abaye. The Aruch HaShulchan ran with this to Blias. The Rav said, Abishitz runs with it to Tam Pogum. They're all examples that to create Bas B'cholov, it's not enough to have Basar, it's not enough to have Cholov. You have to have Bishul, and you have to have not just the Mais Bishul, you have Derech Bishul. And anything that's lacking Derech Bishul, for any of these reasons, less than Shishin is not on the recipe, Blias, they are generally not on the recipe, Sprawled Hook is generally not on the recipe, all these things lack in derech bishul, and therefore they cannot possibly create this.
What's considered the end of the bishul process?
You know how much bishul?
If I plan on leaving out this, I cooked good cheese and I cooked good hamburger, and I say I'm going as part of my process, I'm going to leave it out now for a week purpose.
No. There's a certain end game of bishul. You want to know what the end game is? Machabed Yisrael and Spash Kol Torcho. That's a really good question.
I mean, I don't know what those mean. But.
Yeah, but hopefully we'll get to that. way down. Months down the line.
The Christian place just took away the Gemara that said that Basar B'Cholov, that no Tam of Gam doesn't apply by Basar.
Yeah, it doesn't apply. You're right. One says Basar B'Cholov, then there's no Heter, no Tam of Gam. But you can't create Basar B'Cholov with something that tastes bad. Not because of a lack of Lashon Achila. There's nothing to do with the Gemara Mizrachim. You can't create Basar B'Cholov with the Tam Pogum because that's not called Derech Bishul. What the Gemara means is that by Basar B'Cholov, once it's ready created, once you have Basar B'Cholov, then even if you eat it in the Mishnah way, it's still larger. It's a totally different sugya.
Isn't Shiloki Derech Achila still Asur with
Rabbanan? Shiloki Derech Achila is a little bit tricky. It may be Asur with Rabbanan because of Achshavei, but it's not going to impact you.
I meant Shiloki Derech Bishul.
Shiloki Derech Bishul, you want it? Okay, that's a good question. Is there things that are Shiloki Derech Bishul is muta bebishul, but generally also be achila? Not always. Not necessarily. Not absolutely necessarily. I mean, the Gemara itself says that Lemaisa, according to Rav, less than Shishim is mutlach achila, even with the Rabbanim. So Rabbi say, this shtickle tell you have to really sit and think about this crazy place. The Baalik is hard. Baalik, you say. The difference between pre-existing Bas B'chol that doesn't change is the Gam and the creation of achila. The Bias Adam just only had to come up with this razzle-dazzle chiddush because he created the problem. Pesh also Pesh Yitir. What was he assuming that created this whole problem? That's whole ball rolling. It generally creates problems or equations or assumptions or comparisons. Now, if the comparison is not right, then nothing like say, nothing like that. What was the say that the entire edifice of Bias Adam Shitz, the Shimon Torah, is built upon? There's only one equation on the board, right? That just as Shiloki Derech Achila falls away by Bas B'chol and Kilei Kerem, so too Nois HaTam of Gam falls off. That was the premise. And I said it a few times, and I was too very surprised that nobody stopped me on it.
Now that I told you, you should stop me on it. Please stop me on it. Please ask me a question on it.
Why have you seen that?
Let's formulate that a little sharper.
There's an halakha is on the food, and shulchan aruch is on the person.
Ooh, okay. Now we're talking. Now we're talking. Now we're talking in terms that we like. Where is it now? Come on. Come to Chavis Das. Where to Chavis Das? The Heil Gebal Hanesivus. The Nesivus wrote the Nesivus of the Shmish with the Chavis Das in Yeridaya. So come to Chavis Das. See the choice of the Chavis Nesivus also in Yeridaya. They just wrote different svarim. Comes the Chavis Das and he says, "Bitchila v'yad soif." I don't understand this. So let's say this. We also have this mamish bitchila v'yad soif. This equation is so fundamentally flawed. They are so fundamentally different halachas. They have so fundamentally nothing to do with each other. I'll prove it to you beyond the shadow of a doubt. What's the mocha d'shulchan aruch achilas mutter? In Chumash. Going back to what we spoke about earlier. What's the mocha in Chumash that shulchan aruch achilas mutter? Remember Hakira? We spent 15 minutes on Hakira, the first 15 minutes of this year. Either baseline, right? Either baseline is the matir, or what? Or
lack of baseline.
Or the word achil itself conjures up that image of shlochid achil b'imutah, right? It was some kind of a sugya. Either there's no drasha, or it's a very flimsy, very unclear, vague drasha. But there's no gemara in Pesachim Daf Chaf Hei that says, "Amar Abai, Amar Rav, Mino Hani Mili." How do you know that shlochid achil is mutah by chelav? No such gemara. No such gemara whatsoever. Rabbi Yisai, how do you know that a tam pogam is okay? How do you know spoiled food is all right? Vishtate, all of a sudden, the Gemara of Adazar has a long and Megillah, whole sugya, Amr Rabbi Shimon, Tanya Rabbi Shimon, Masech Lecha Nevela, Nevela Haru Yilager, Asa Rabbi Achila, Nevela Shein Rabbi Yilager, Mutaras Bechila, other Tanaim Rabbi Meir disagrees with the Drashi, disagrees with Rabbi Shimon's conclusion. A long and Megillah, all revolving around a post confessions ray. Rabbi Yisai, what's the kasha?
Did it say the next part of the
pasuk
should be?
Yeah, no, okay. That's not gonna. It doesn't say achilah by pasuk chavis. What's my kasha? What's chavis das driving in?
Same thing. You would need two sources.
If Rabbi Yonah Zamshitz is right, that this is the same sugya, so then why do I need two makoros for the same day? Why does the Gemara wake up in Avodah Zarah, according to Sukkot, Raisa, Faisaloch, as a source for the Tam of God? And then in Sukkot HaKavei, the Gemara has a whole other series of sources, either the baseline, or the lack of baseline, the lack of Achiliyachila. Nowhere in Daf Chavei does the Gemara connect to that. Why does the Gemara in Daf Chavei himself say, by the way, you want to know Shalom HaKadarach is Motar? Because the Baal Shalom HaGer is Motar. So says to the Sefer, said anything you see from the two Gemaras that they're not connected, they're not related, they're two different sugyas. Well, the Chayyim and Amishas is right, but they sound very similar. This is not normal. That's not normal. So the Chavis Das has to explain. The Hilig and the Sefer has to explain. So what is the point of demarcation between the two? And the answer is Pashut. We said it. Now you can say it. What's the point of demarcation? One's a din and a what? Can you say? Who said it's not what it is? One is in the gap, one is in the chapter. Says the Chabadas, the two different commandments of the Bible, they're not in the chapter. Shaloi Kider Chachila. There's nothing wrong with the Chafza. The Chafza is up to par. In the Baalish and the Gair, the Chafza has been impacted. In the Sugim Sachum Chafei, it's the Gavra doing something abnormal. In Avodah Zarah, the end of the Parak, it's the Chafza that is in a rotten, spoiled state. The two didn't have nothing to do with each other. Who's going to challenge what the Nesivus just said?
What's the example par excellence of Shalak Yadech Achila? Chilcha is eating Rochela. How could the deceivers turn around and say that eating Rochela is not a din in the Cheftza? It's a din in the Gavra. The Gavra is a normal guy. He's not standing on his head. He's a normal guy. He's sitting down. He's got his napkin in his lap. He's sitting down. His fork and knife. Says, din in the Cheftza. What does the Nesiva say? The Nesiva's whole theory, the whole attack that Nesiva is going to have, and his whole radical way of reviewing the entire sugya, the relationship between Chobel and Nisirim, is through the eyes of distinguishing between Gavras and Cheftzas. And the entire theory of the Nesiva is hinging on this Nakuda, that the Vela Shiru Leger is the din in the Cheftza, whereas Ochel Chelukha is din in the Gavra. Vosfat din in the Gavra is that? Who's the Nesiva's kidding? What kind of din in the Gavra is that? It's the Chelub that's raw. The Gavra's okay. Look at the Gavra. Look at the Gavra, look at the Cheftza. I'm a guy sitting down, sitting on a stage chair, okay? He's a funeral over here, he's got his table over here. He's about to take the piece of food. Wherein lies the problem? Where is the Shina? Where is the Kiliachiyat about this? This guy, the normal Somali guy, he's a regular guy. He's eating with his right hand, he's eating his napkin in his lap, he's eating like a mensch. This is raw. What's the deceiver's talking about? You know what they say? What did the Nesivus just do for us? The Nesivus looked at raw fat, the eating of raw fat, and said, that's not a pagam in the Chetzah. It's not a chisor in the Chetzah. It's a chisor in the Gav. Why? There is nothing wrong with this fat, says the Nesivus. You know why? It'll be just delicious. Rot and spoiled food is felt in the Chetzah. That's a chisor in the Chetzah, because it's irreversible. Raw meat is easily rectifiable. There's nothing wrong with the Cheftza. What's wrong is that normal people don't eat raw meat. And if you are eating raw meat, you're an abnormal person. You may look nice, you have a napkin in your lap, and you're smiling, you're eating with your hand. You're a mishugan. And when you as a gavra are doing the mishigas, that's tzachim lechavei, that's shalom kideh. So the Nesivus is unbelievable, what the Nesivus is saying. You got to like sit and no pun intended, digest this and think it through and eat it through and cook it up a little bit. Got to think through this Nesivus. But the Nesivus is telling us that not only is he fundamentally distinguishing between the sugyas, he's forced to, he has no choice, because if Rabbi Yonah's Amish is right, then why the two Makairis? Why the two sugyas? The Gemara should have connected to that. The Gemara should have made the equation sign. There's no equation. In highlighting the difference, the Nesivus is invoking those terms that we're all familiar with, Gavra versus Cheftza. But not only is the Nesivus invoking Gavra versus Cheftza, he is now refocusing, redefining what is the Chisor in the Gavra, what's the Chisor in the Cheftza. And not every Cheftza is really Chisor in the Cheftza. What appears to the unlearned individual, I don't want to say all of us, but we would have looked at a piece of raw meat, not the vermin says to me a minute ago, I'm not the unlearned, but a raw piece of meat looked to me like a svelte of the Cheftza. So he says, no, it's not a Cheftza, it's a Gavra. You have to really, really know how to do that. In order to turn Gavra into the Cheftza, you know the way they say, when does the Gavra cease to be a Gavra and become a Cheftza? When he dies. So it's not a Gavra, it's a Cheftza. Who remembers the joke? Come on. Who remembers the Ashen line? Come on, it's perfect. Remember it? Okay. The new guys have to fill you in. Okay, the old guy is good. Chazar. It goes back to the first Gulf War. All right? So it was the middle of January, the first Gulf War, and it was during intercession here. And there were about three guys here during the semester. There were no better semester. It was just winter break. There were three guys in this semester. And why you decided they would save some money on electricity, so they turned off the lights and made me Spanish like 12 o'clock or something. So one of the guys in the Spanish went to go complain to the security guard. We have all three guys learning it, walking into the lights for another hour, so we didn't get too far with that. All right. So this particular bach at the time was not a yeshiva, he was a bach at the time. So he was a little bit frustrated. And I remember he comes in, pouting back into the Mesmerish, and he says, that security guard. And he had to think of like the biggest Rumdish rank out he could say. He said, that security guard, he's not a Gavra. That was it. That was like, the biggest shtuck, he's not a Gavra. And then from the way, way, way back to the Mesmerish, some of the old timers, they remember, they didn't remember Ashen. Remember Ashen?
Asher was a man who lived in the heights. He used to sit in the Beis Medrash, wife Beis Medrash, all hours of the day and night. He was a very, 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 and now he's not well. He's in a nursing home now. He was a legend in his time. He was like a staple in Beis Medrash. He was an old man. Even then, he was an older man now. So he was sitting in the back of the Beis Medrash, and he heard that rank out. He's not a Gavra. And again, the place was quiet. You have pin number 3 guys there. In the back, he heard the ultimate response. He said, "A chefza oichemit." He's not even a chefza. That was the rank out of the rank out. He's not even a chefza. And that was why you bet as mad. So if I say, so the Halakha Yeshivas is looking at a gavra eating a chefza and saying that the chisaron is a din in the gavra, not in the chefza, because it's raw, easily rectifiable. Shine. No, now that we have that all in place, what's the breakthrough of the Chavos Das? What is he now able to confront the Yerushan Avishitz head on? The Medavar Mamurim, that Basa B'cholav is an exception to the rule. Which rule is Basa B'cholav an exception to? Which sugya is Basa B'cholav an exception to? It's an exception to the sugya of Shalak Yedach Achila. That's where the Gemara says it. That anything that doesn't say achila, kila kebos b'chav, are not covered by the kulas that are derived from the lashon achila. That sugya is not saying ki hu zeh, not an iota, not a drop. About what? About no stam mishpam. The Gemara is not even addressing no stam mishpam. That's not a psachim sugya. That's an avodah sugya. Within the world of no stam lugam, when you have spoiled tasting food that's no longer rectifiable, that's not psachim kafei. That's the end of the sense of avodah zarah. That sugya of Nevela Shel Ligir, is that limited to Nevela? No. Does it apply to Chelav? Yeah. Does it apply to Trefi? Does it apply to Chaziah? Does it apply to Bas B'cholav? What's the answer according to Chavos Das? Does the Kula of Nasi Dam Lugam apply to Bas B'cholav?
Yes.
Absolutely. Why not? Like Mechadesa, why not? Because you have a Gemara in Chav Heim Sochem that says it does. Well, that's a different Gemara. It's a different sugya of Gemara. The Chilukim and Gavras change between Bas B'cholav and Kol Torah Kula. But the Chilukim of Chavtzes, if the Torah defines that a chetzah from Machalas Asuros is not called a chetzah shalisser anymore, once it's dipped beneath the point of Ruel Agir, that's equally true for Bas B'cholav. It's true for Kilakam also. And therefore, according to the Chavos Das, if I have a piece of Bas B'cholav, it was meat cooked together with milk, everything tasted wonderful, I put it out in the sun and I waited a week, and now I eat it. What's the din? Chayav Potter. Potter. It's the Veil Shem Ruel Agir. If you have to scream, you Chayav Malkus. Chavos Das, you Chayav Malkus for. It's the Nevel, Shirul Lager. If you ask an Abish, you scream, what do you mean? But there's no dwarf of Nash Dam of Gabi Bas B'chol. Which the Chavos Das said, yes, there is. I give up, Psachim Chafei. So what did the Chavos Das respond? What does that do anything? That's Gabi, it's Chavos. It's a different sugi of the Gabi. Therefore, according to the Chavos Das, they say, was there a problem with that Kedair Shibi Shibi Bosa? If you take a pot that you cooked meat in last week and they cook milk, what did the Rishayim say with Rosh Tehim Shulchan Aruch? The resulting food is mutter. Why is the resulting food mutter? Because of what principle in halacha? Nois dam lefgam. Rabbi Yonatan and Ivishitz had to be mechadesh, had to extrapolate from Chulin Daf Kuches and explain that there's a din prati that's matia the kederi shabbosat in a ben yomam. It's not based on the Veil Shalom Lagir, because that wouldn't apply to Bas B'cholav. According to Bias and Abishas, the reason why the Kedei Rishon Basa, She'ena Bas Yoma, doesn't ask in the milk with the Eved, has nothing to do with Nesin Dam of Gam. That wouldn't work for Bas B'cholav. The reason why it's Butter is because it lacks in Dech B'Shlos HaTorah. Chavos Das says, not true. That's not the reason why. Maybe it's also true, but that's not the real reason why. The real emissary reason why is, it's not a Din Prati, it's a Din what? It's the regular, plain, simple bit of Nesin Dam Lugam being Mutan Kol Torah Kula, which applies equally to Bas B'cholav. So basically, when all the dust settles, when you stick that spoon, that's an Einu Ben Yomo, into your pot, the fact that it doesn't cause problems, doesn't trafe up the food, everybody agrees that. As I shape a Feirish in Gemara, in Rishayim, in Shulchan Aruch, in Pelishim Safin, Pelishim Chaylik, that a Klish Einu Ben Yomo doesn't trafe up food, be the Evet, even by Bas B'cholav. Why not? Machlokes is the G'dayli Yom, G'dayli Yom, Chavos Das, And Kreis Yuplesi, is that part of the parish of Derech Bishlos HaTorah? That's the matir? That's the point there? Or is it part of Nesin Dam of Gan? That's the matir? That's the point. Okay? Everyone got it? Simple, posh, right?
One last akuda before we wrap it up for today. Remember the Shagas Aryeh that we started with? I started putting it in the back burner. Well, time has come to revisit. Shagas Aryeh tried to convince us that Yom Kippur is closer a model to what? To Bas B'cholav and to Kiliya Kerem. Therefore, if you eat things in a Meshulamic way, you'll be chayav. So therefore, if you eat raw food in Yom Kippur, you're going to be chayav. Frek the Shagas Aryeh himself, a bomb kasha, who learned Mishnayos in Yuma. A bomb kasha against the Shagas Aryeh. How can the Shagas Aryeh tell you a story that in Yom Kippur, you chayav, and after you chayav karas, eating shalat yaderech? What does it say in Mishnah in Yuma? Ochol mach, ochol she'enim ru'uyim l'achila. V'shosem ha' she'enim ru'uyim l'achila. Ochol tzir murius. The Mishnah speaks about a guy who eats rotten food. The Mishnah says, okay, if he eats boiled food in Yom Kippur, what's the din? You bother. So according to Shagas Aryeh, why you bother? If the food's spoiled, why you bother? It's shalakid ha'chalakidach ha'chayim in Yom Kippur. You know what the Shagas Aryeh says? He said, that's the most ridiculous question in the world. You know why? Because he says, "Bamed v'amamurim that yechayev in Yom Kippur." That's if what? If you do shalakidach, for whose vantage point? From the guy who's there. But if the chepetz is shalakidach, if the chepetz is rotten, the chepetz is irreversible, the chepetz is spoiled, says Shagas Aryeh, that's the Beis Shalom Yudel. That's a different sugya. Of course, that applies in Yom Kippur. Rabbi said, because the Shagas Aryeh took on the Rambam in effect, and because he was learned the Chakira from the beginning of Shira about which way the baseline went. He got himself into a pickle, got himself into trouble by forcing into the corner that Shalom Kedach and Yom Kippur is going to be Chayav. Then he was forced to address the Mishnah and Yuma, and he's forced to fall back on who's Lomdus, not Be'er Lomdus, but the Shagas Aryeh and the Chavis Das were on the same team. They both, each one independently of one another, each one independently came up with this distinction between Gavah versus Chavtza to solve their own problems. The Shagas Aryeh used it to address his Yom Kippur dilemma. The Chavis Das did it to highlight his disagreeing with the crazy place. But each one is a G'day Le'olam viewed the two sugyas as radically different. One's Gavah, one's Chavtza. The crazy place is on his own. He can hold up to the rest of the world. Crazy place is on his own. Remember we said from him that you don't have to follow Rove. If you know that you're right, you don't have to follow Rove. He was the one who said it. Didn't we talk about this? Right? Rabbi Yosef Ibishet and Musser a couple weeks ago, right? So Rabbi Yosef Ibishet says, listen, I'm right. The two sugyas are identical. I don't care what the other Gedalia Acharenim is saying. Again, Abaycha Yivchar. It all starts with last sugya. It's right out of Agamemnon. Kedeir Shabishim Abbas Levash B'chav Vish B'nes Adam. Zok Tishayim Shulchan Aruch. Only true if it's within 24 hours. Why not? What changed after 24 hours? According to the creation place, what changed is it loses out the dimension of the official. According to the Chavis Das, it falls back to the regular little Nesim Tam of God being Mutter. And that machlok is Gedalia will impact on the Shagas Aryeh. Because the Shagas Aryeh learned that razzle dazzle pshat in the sugya in Pesach HaChavei, he's forced to fall back on the same distinction. Anyone who doesn't want to fall back on that distinction may have to learn the Gemara's and Yuma differently. May have to follow like the Rambam. May have to hold that the Chakira about what's down in Chafei is a very, very, very different way of learning the sugya. So everything that we spoke about from Ginnish at the end, she had all one big piece of the puzzle. It's all connected to one another. Hope there's some tomorrow, but I say we have to move on within the sugya. We still didn't finish the Gdesh Mishma Bafsar. So the way we present it now is that if it's Inabin Yoma, everything's great. Everything's wonderful. Everything's wonderful and you're allowed to do it. You're allowed to cook with flesh pots, milchiks, as long as it's in a binyomo, or there's still some other problem lurking in the background.